Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1661, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. He helped the county physician and had charge of the sick and the giving out of medicine while the county physician was not present. He had access to all the inside part of the jail, including the cell wing of Jim Conley. I have seen him in Conley's cell wing quite often, and have seen him constantly something to eat from the deputy's table, where Dr. Dot Wren usually ate. I have heard Dr. Dot Wren telling Conley that he had been tried, that he, Conley, could take this murder on himself, and that this would free Mr. Dot Frank, and that they would never try Conley any more for it, after he had once been tried. Conley would not agree to do this. Dr. Dot Wren talked to Fred Perkerson and myself several times and tried to get us to agree to go to Conley's cell and come out and claim that Conley had confessed to us. He said he would get lots of money from the Jews to do this. Dr. Dot Wren would talk to us, usually when Mr. Dot Billyland would go to the front to get his dinner. Dr. Dot Wren would keep me in cigars to smoke. Fred Perkerson was a colored man, also serving a jail sentence. We both told him that we would not say this about Conley. Dr. Dot Wren told us that Conley was not kin to us, and all that we ought to want was the money, and that when we got out that we would need it. We told Dr. Dot Wren to work this himself, and he said he didn't want to mix in it, that we were damn fools, that money would be brief when we got out, but that when we got out of jail we would have money. I knew Annie Maud Carter, who was a Negro ex-prisoner in the jail, and who was released on the trustee or cleanup work every morning by Deputy Roberts, and was locked up by Deputy Allen. When he came on duty every day about 8:30 p.m., Annie Maud Carter did the cleaning up of the hospital, and also some laundry work on the fourth floor. She did some ironing on the fifth floor in the medicine room. I have seen Dr. Dot Wren and Annie Maud Carter talking together very often, but do not know what was said between them. I saw Annie Maud Carter go to Conley's cell wing once, and Fred Perkerson and myself called to her not to go in there as she would be locked up, and she stopped at the door to the cell wing. Both Fred Perkerson and myself knew that she was crooked, and we thought she was up to some mischief, and we cautioned James Conley ourselves that she was a bad woman and might try to do him some harm. I never saw Annie Maud Carter go into the cell wing of James Conley, but simply stand in front of the door and talk.